There's a word here which says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And that word in the original Greek text is, ye do proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Amen. This service is a proclamation service. It declares by our act, first of all, that we are the Lord's.
Amen.
We're telling Satan we are the Lord's. We're telling the world we are the Lord's. We're telling our own hearts we are the Lord's. We're telling our conscience we are the Lord's.
Amen.
We're telling all heaven, all hell, all earth, of all generations that are gone and of all generations to come, we are the Lord's. This is a proclamation we're making. This is a declaration we're making. This is the sealing of the fact that we are Christ and Christ is God. So we must drink it worthily. And if we have sin in our heart, we have to examine ourselves and stay away. No. It says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of this cup, that cup. There's mercy with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And a person who confesses their sin, the Lord Jesus immediately forgives their sin and cleanses them from all unrighteousness. He doesn't hold it against you. Some people, you know, say, I forgive you, but I'll never forget it. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he says, I've forgiven you, he has forgotten it already.
Yes.
Your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more against you forever. They're gone. Thank God for that. So let us prepare ourselves by examining ourselves. And then let us eat of the bread and drink of the cup. The bread represents his body. And it was a body that was broken.
Yes.
The cup and the wine therein refers to his blood shedding. And thank God he shed his blood. And my hope today is in the sacrifice of his body and of his blood. And through that body broken and that blood shed, we have everlasting life. We're going to bow our heads. And as we're in prayer, some brother, as the Lord leads him, let him give thanks for us for the bread upon the table.
Amen.